Construction on the $13 million first phase of the Haines Small Boat Harbor expansion has been underway since February, but work is taking a little bit longer than originally planned, and dredging is causing the holdup. Contractors are dredging the harbor on a warm, sunny day on the Haines waterfront. After months of work, it's a familiar sight and sound. But this part of the first phase of the harbor project should have been over last month. Here's Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan.
There's certainly a delay with the dredging of what they were hoping for, but dredging is scheduled to be done at this point at the end of the month.
Ryan says the issue lies in the soil on the ocean floor.
There's a hard, packed layer of soil, sand, and rock from the glaciers, and so that's been harder than they anticipated. It was called out in the geotechnical analysis, but I think it just took them longer than they thought it would to break through that layer that's up where they're dredging right now.
This delay is likely to push back the timeline for the rest of this phase of the project. Ryan doesn't know yet how it will affect the cost.
They were hoping to be driving piles by now, and that looks like maybe the barge with some of the pile driving equipment is going to come up in the first part of September. They'd hope to be already up here driving piles.
But Ryan says he's hopeful the work will still get done before the deadline for using grant money.
From my perspective, you know, it's looking good, but the slowdown on the dredging is definitely worrisome, but we have until mid-June, or until the end of June and next summer to be done without needing an extension on the grant.
The first phase of the project also includes building a steel wave barrier, replacing moorage pilings, and adding on to the uplands area. Contractors initially planned to complete work by the beginning of 2018. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins.